Introduction. Throughout my public safety career, I often thought about documenting my experiences as a police officer. My intention was not to write a book, but to simply try to remember everything I had experienced so that one day, in my older years, I would not forget all that I'd lived through. As I began documenting my experiences, I soon realized that they were nothing new, but certainly noteworthy. Perhaps other officers, and even those aspiring to become police officers, could benefit from my experiences, actions, and outcomes to improve their own investigatory techniques. My stories could help them formulate their own decisions related to what I had experienced, or even save an officer's life. I also want to inspire each individual in our society to realize that regardless of your race, color, religion, national origin, age, sex, or sexual orientation, the only things stopping you from attaining your dreams and goals in life are the obstacles that you build yourself. Never think that you can't do something just because of who you are. This book is not your typical memoir, I should add. Throughout the book, I insert tactics, training concepts, and suggestions to help the reader understand what being a cop is really all about. Also, for my colleagues, I try to instill a sense of renewed professionalism to help bring them back to the attitude they had when they graduated from the academy, that of truly wanting to help people. Out of the Darkness and Into the Blue is not an instructional guide or textbook. It is a book written from my personal viewpoint and based on my observations, feelings, and experiences. The facts and circumstances depicted are what I, but nobody else, experienced. The book is not meant to express my opinion or explain the legal aspects of any given situation. I simply want each reader to experience what it was like to be in the patrol car of Public Safety Officer Robert Todd Christensen. My goals in writing this book are as diverse as the book itself. First, as a police trainer, I realize that this book could make a huge impact at three points during an officer's career. One, a police cadet in academy training and during college coursework. Two, a newly hired rookie officer. And three, officers at any point in their law enforcement careers. Second, I want to effectively convey to the general public what goes through the mind of a police officer, how our professional experiences as officers affect and guide our daily habits and routines when dealing with the public, and how those experiences affect our personal lives, both on and off duty. Finally, I want my experiences to serve as moments of inspiration to other criminal justice professionals who at some point in their careers will need to find that inner fire of self-improvement in order to stay motivated to do their very best at all times. The last day of a career should be just as exciting as the first. As officers, we're often referred to as creatures of habit. One great habit that I have developed throughout my police and military careers is to learn by others' mistakes. Unfortunately, this lesson is often the result of an officer's injury or death. In the end, though, we should all ask ourselves this question: what would I have done? This is something I asked myself daily. Police officers make the best Monday morning quarterbacks, and we're quick to second guess not only ourselves, but also our partners. We are also masters of learning from tragedy, especially when that tragedy happens to us. We learn best by doing, and that in turn builds on our training and experience. In Out of the Darkness and Into the Blue, it is my intent to insist that officers continue to ask themselves that question as they read through each of my experiences. What would I have done? I have tried to recreate events, locales, and conversations from my memories of them. In order to maintain their anonymity, in some instances I have changed the names of individuals and places. Also, I may have changed some identifying characteristics and details, such as physical properties, occupations, and places of residence.